Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Good morning to all of you. Praying this Sunday is off to a wonderful start, and it stays that way for its remainder in the week that lies ahead. We welcome those of you who are joining us here at the cathedral visiting. Welcome to your home away from home. And we always welcome you with the warmth of the Lord's love and peace. And to all of you joining us via television, radio, and internet, to you always we extend our prayers and our love to you, to your loved ones, to your household, that you and everyone that is dear to you will always remain united as the family and friends that Christ has blessed you to be for each other, and may his love dwell in your homes, and may that is what always accompanies you wherever you may be and embraces you wherever you arrive. My dear family, with great confidence in our Father's love, let us seek pardon for our sins. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. And Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who teach us that you abide in hearts that are just and true, grant that we may be so fashioned by your grace as to become a dwelling pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Sirach. If you choose, you can keep the commandments. They will save you. If you trust in God, you too shall live. He has set before you fire and water. To whichever you choose, stretch forth your hand. Before man are life and death, good and evil. Whichever he chooses shall be given him. Immense wisdom, immense is the wisdom of the Lord. He is mighty in power and all-seeing. The eyes of God are on those who fear him, He understands man's every deed. No one does he command to act unjustly. To none does he give license to sin. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, we speak a wisdom to those who are mature, not a wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, for they are passing away. Rather, we speak God's wisdom, mysterious, hidden, which God predetermined before the ages for our glory, and which none of the rulers of this age knew. For if they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and what has not entered the human heart, what God has prepared for those who love him. This God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit scrutinizes everything, even the depths of God. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth passes away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment.' But I say to you, whoever is angry with brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there recall that your brother has said anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce. But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow. But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one. The Gospel of the Lord.
Borrow a hymnal. The print in this missal is a little too small now for me. I guess it's time to buy the large print, which means, well, never mind what it means. So, if you choose, you can keep the commandments, they will save you. If you trust in God, you too shall live. And in the gospel this day, did you hear? Because we heard over and over again, you have heard, you have heard, you have heard. And then, but I say to you, but I say to you, but I say to you. How repetitive it was, but are you hearing what it's saying? Are we hearing? In the book of Sirach, we have the beauty of how God leaves it up to you. He leaves it up to me. You're going to believe me? You're not going to believe me. You're going to believe in me? You're not going to believe in me. Your choice. I have laid it all out for you. But there's one thing I won't do, says the Lord. I'm not going to force you to say yes to me. Because I want you to say yes to me and mean it. And if you mean no, then say no. But none of this lukewarm stuff or this flippy floppy stuff. Tell me yes. You will keep my commandments. That you trust me. that I will see you through all. This is what he invites you and me to ponder in our hearts. And as we just heard so beautifully sung in the psalm, blessed are we, if that is us, who follow the law of the Lord. And what is the law of the Lord? The law of the Lord is love, family, plain and simple. But it's his love, not man's love. Man's love is wishy-washy, flippy-floppy. It can never make up its mind. Man's love loves you in the morning and hates you in the evening. This is God's love that loves you continuously, regardless. Is this the love you desire? Is this the love you desire to follow? Is this the love that lives in you and in me? Because family, that's the love right there. And many a times the law of convenience gets in the way. Love only when it's convenient. But once it starts hurting, oh, wait a minute, let me back up. Family, if that was the case, then most priests would be gone by now. Most couples would be divorced by now. Most families would have no house to call their own. If it's all about convenient and loving when only it's convenient. Does that look convenient? No. But that's the love. That's the commandment that he's asking you, will you accept? Asking me, will I accept? So that from you and from me will come this love to everyone. Even if you're misunderstood by man, it doesn't matter. If humanity doesn't understand you because you're loving the way God called you, praise God. Because at least God's understanding you. He's understanding that your yes means yes. And regardless if people are with you or against you, understanding you or misunderstanding you, you are understanding what God is asking of you, and you're doing it. And that's what has to take place. And that love drives you to do, yes, what is unimaginable to society. Everyone thinks that, you know, for a man to lay down his life and become a priest is the most insane thing. Well, take it from the priest. We think those who get married are insane. Why? It doesn't make sense to me. Well, it's not meant to. He called you to that marriage, not me. And for those of you who are married, your marriage, it makes sense, doesn't it? Please say yes. Husbands are scratching, well, you know. Of course it does. Because that's where God called you. You didn't get married for convenience. When you got married, you sacrificed everything of yourself to become one with the other. So that in good times and bad, sickness and health, that love, that sacrificial love remains pure and true and ever flowing. And joy, the joy that God wants you to have is yours. But beyond that, my dear family, you have to realize how this love calls you to sacrifice. How often you parents sacrifice for your children. Oof. You sacrifice a lot for them. Is that convenient? No. Most of the time it's not convenient, but you do it anyway. Why? It's the most insane thing to do, isn't it? No. It makes perfect sense for the one who's called to be mom and dad. And children, don't take it for granted. Everything you have is a sacrifice that they make. And that should always be received with a heart of gratitude by you. And we're all in that group because we've all had parents and they've all sacrificed for us. But this is the commandment that God wants you to have. and to follow and to live in. And it entails, yes, a wisdom that St. Paul is referring to. We speak of wisdom to those who are mature. You must be mature. Not a wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away, but a love that will not pass away, a love that will remain strong through every test, trial, and circumstance, and a love that is only understood by those who are mature to understand it, to receive it, and to live in it. But we must be mature. And family, there are so many mature individuals who understand this love, who have never studied theology, never been in a seminary, have never even studied God in any which way other than hearing that God called them to love, and they do it. In other words, it doesn't take a genius to figure out the love of God. It simply takes a humble person, one who's open to understanding, to see that beautiful gift, where God just blesses you in this way to be a blessing to those He sends your way. And that's the blessing we need evermore this day. Not to be angry at each other. There's enough anger in the world. No. There's always things that will trigger our hearts to become angry. But there's also a love that will be even stronger than that. Because anger will lead you down a path of regret. Love will lead you down a path of rejoice, which you all deserve, because that's how much God thinks of you. And that's how much He trusts you and me. But family, it entails trusting Him first. And so let us do that. Let us trust Him. Because St. Paul continues in his letter, "Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, what God has prepared for those who love Him." In other words, we haven't seen anything yet. But what we can come to see today, what we can come to hear today, and what we can come to receive today, is this beautiful love that He wants you and me to have, and once having it, to share generously, wholeheartedly, the way He calls you to. Will it make sense to everyone again? No. But that doesn't matter as long as it makes sense to Him who calls you to love in that way. That's what matters. And that is why, let your eyes truly see and your ears truly hear, so that you, the blessed, will receive what God wants you to have, the freedom to love Him and the freedom to let Him love you. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. Rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, with great confidence, let us ask the Father to hear the needs we now present.
For the Pope and all the clergy, may God sustain them in remaining faithful to his perfect law. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For government leaders, may God give them strength in working tirelessly to uphold the dignity and sanctity of human life from conception through natural death. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick, may their suffering be joined with the suffering of Christ, and may they be consoled through the redemptive sharing of his cross. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those gathered here today, and for those we love, may God open our hearts to the goodness of his love. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journeys back to their homes and families. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Deborah Garza, all deceased members of the Arcadio Rivera family, Jose Salinas, Virginia P. Villarreal, deceased members of the Hagelin family, Antonia Garcia, Isadora Sanchez, and Nelda S. Jaramillo. And for all the prayers in the silence that we hold in the silence of our hearts, and for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. And let us also pray for the repose of the souls of Monsignor Thomas McGettrick and Sister Margarita Maria Munoz, two of God's faithful servants who have been called to their eternal rest. We pray to the Lord. Father, all of this we do ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. prayers may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May this oblation, O Lord, we pray, cleanse and renew us, and may it become for those who do your will the source of eternal reward through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in you we live and move and have our being, and while in this body, we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we despair, drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. With faith and hope, we all dare to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer.
Cordero de Dios que quitas el pecado del mundo, ten piedad de nosotros, ten piedad de nosotros. Cordero de Dios que quitas el pecado del mundo, ten piedad de Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Blood of Christ.
Hello, I'm Father Peter Lisandro, rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.